Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2743, first written December 12th, the year 2020. Philippians 3, verse 18 and 19. For many walk, of whom I often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is the belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. Here in the midst of this joyful book called Philippians, we find Paul crying. He wasn't laughing so hard that he cried. He wasn't so happy that he cried. These were tears of sorrow. The verse today tells us, for many walk, of whom I often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. The ESV uses the expression, even with tears. And why was Paul crying? It was because some were not walking with him. Some were no longer following the pattern and example in Christ. Some had become enemies of the cross and set their minds on earthly things. There are different ideas as to who Paul had in mind here. Some think he's talking about the troublesome false teachers, especially the Judaizers. I tend to think he's referring to brethren. This is why he was crying over them. They were not strong. They were not committed. The winds of adversity and the pull of error has led these folks to return to where they once were. Our verse today tells us the terrible condition that they were in and the emptiness of their lives. Their God was their appetite. On the level of an animal, they would be led by their impulses. Out of control and without thought to the consequences, their minds were earthbound. They set their minds on earthly things implies a choice. That is what they wanted to do. No thought towards God, no including the eternal in their plans. All here, all now, all physical. What a terrible way to exist, and what a terrible way to face each day. Yet this was done by design, by their own design. They were doing what they wanted to do. In contrast, we remember the apostles' words to the Colossians, set your mind on things above, earthbound or heavenbound, earthly thinking or heavenly thinking, material or spiritual. Those contrasts truly distinguish where people are today. So what does it look like to be heavenly thinking? First and always, God and his ways are at the forefront of all that we do. The spiritually minded person is one who dwells upon God's word, not once in a while, but all the time. This is not a time when he forgets God. When this person buys clothes, he thinks about modesty and what others might think. Before this person shares things on Facebook, he checks to see if there's anything that would be offensive to God. This person looks at life through Sunday. How many days until the next Sunday? Sunday is the most important day of the week. The worldly-minded person would assume that the description above would paint a picture of a monk, always serious, always against any fun, always frowning. But such a picture isn't what we find in Scripture. Joyous, happy, busy, connected, all those things, yet righteous. The imprisoned apostle who wrote to the Philippians was joyful. Secondly, the spiritually minded person has found peace and calm in Christ. The things that trouble those of the world doesn't seem to bother the spiritually minded person. Worry, fear, doubt, those three plague earthly thinking people. Online liquor sales has increased 150% since COVID pandemic. Why? Could be that people don't want to go out their house to get the booze. Could be that some are trying to find solace, comfort, and peace from a bottle. Simple things tend to bother those who do not have much foundation. Spiritually minded has a resource. It has an anchor. It has a hope that's greater than this life. The view of life, success, and even death is so different between the worldly minded person and the spiritually minded person. Thirdly, the spiritually minded person treats others much differently than the worldly minded person. Remembering to turn the other cheek, praying for enemies, and doing good to all people, the spiritually minded person is careful and compassionate towards others. He realizes how God has been toward him. Grace, forgiveness, and love help shape the spiritually minded person's attitude and heart. The spiritually minded person is a joy to be around. He has a way of lifting up spirits and finding the right thing to say. I think Paul's tears were shed in a feeling of loss as to why some would return to the twisted way of thinking that they came from. It didn't work before, and it won't work now. We must realize that if it happened then, it can certainly happen now. Worldly thinking just doesn't think of others. Worldly thinking forgets about biblical passages and truth. Worldly thinking gets one into all sorts of trouble. Earthly minded or spiritually minded, that is a way of life. That is a choice. Which one have you chosen? Thank you so much for listening.